Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing today? I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on The Kim Pagano Show. Of course, I'm here with Tom Spence. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything's well over here, Kim.
Very good. And of course, Jennifer Chastain. Chastain here with me. I'm going to get that name right. But Jennifer, I'm so glad you're here. And you're on vacation, really, right?
I am. But I'm here in the 805 for another beautiful Saturday. I'm glad to be here.
All right. Well, we have a really great show for you today, and I do want to remind you, we always have things that we're giving back and giving out, and we had so many callers and so many people that got to take advantage of the Ventura County Fair. Thank you for liking our show and liking our Facebook page. Become one of our friends on that. We hit a big one on that one, and we thank you. So definitely go on Facebook and like our show, Kim Pagano Show. Also, I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here on AM 1590. KVTA, one of the top radio shows here in Ventura County. And we call ourselves the brighter side of the 805. So if you have something going on in the Ventura County, all the way through the 805, and we talk to people all around the world, but if you have something that you want to shout out, get in touch with us. We want to do that for you. And we've got a whole team that will get out there and help you get the word out. So give us a call at either 805-419-0008, or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. And Pagano is P-A-G-A-N-O, P-A-G-A-N-O. And that's kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Also, for today, we're going to be talking to Tom Hinton, and he's the author of 10,000 Days, The Rest of Your Life, The Best of Your Life. He's been on my show before. I really loved what he talked about, and I can't wait to talk to him again. Also joining us today is Jenny Dumont, and she's going to talk about A Place for Grace. And lastly, we're going to be talking with Dr. Jamie Turndorf about her book, and it's Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. Kind of a little different. Yeah. So anyways, we got a lot to talk about. I do want to just mention something that's been going on all week long. My heart and my, just really a terrible thing with Robin Williams, and my heart goes out to his family and all of our fans and friends. And, you know, it just really kind of brought up a question for me, is what defines our happiness and our beauty within, ourselves? Is it, here he had, everything going for him.
Well, I think that's exactly what it is. It's not everything going for you. It's not material items. There's something else that defines inside of each of us what completes us and what makes us happy.
Yeah, I mean, I've been walking. In fact, Tom, I'm walking, running. My goal is getting there, It's kind of like you and Anne Marie kind of inspired me. And I'm telling you, I go, go to that next light post. Okay, no, go to the next tree. No, one more. And I just keep pushing myself. So it really feels good.
That's good. Yeah, very good. And
is that how you started?
Definitely. Yeah. Okay. And if you go through the next song, go through the next whatever it is, just try to make one more.
Yeah. So I'm up to about walking 3 miles.
You'll be good running for a half marathon.
I know, right? No time.
I know. It feels good. It feels like I'm working on my body, But I think that's really, I just wanted to what defines your happiness out there? Is it, you get into your car, if you have a nice car, or old car or whatever, you love, does that make you happy? Your house is clean, your home, you have a beautiful home, you go home. Does that make you happy? Your family's all together. What makes you happy?
I definitely would say it's the simple things. It's not the big things. It's not the pricey things. I would definitely, for each person, it's something different, but it's probably the simple little things that we take for granted are what make us happy.
Yeah. Well, just for a moment, take a moment of your time, since you're just waking up right now and you're starting your day in a positive way. Take a little bit of your life inventory of what really makes a difference in your world. Another thing that I did want to just, you know, talk about is my heart goes out to Kevin Ward Jr. You know, I'm all about racing. My son races, and we travel all over the world for that. And, you know, my heart goes out to Tony Stewart. I know that, you know, he's got a little bit of a reputation out there, but I have to tell you, one of the biggest rules in racing is to never get out of your car. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't change anything for the family of Kevin Ward, but it's just another heartbreaking thing. And it's like, God, if you could just change that moment of time, you know.
Go back just
a
few seconds.
You know, but anyways, all of those kind of things, I just wanted to mention it today because they're real. They're things that we have to deal with in our life. And if you're dealing with something in your life, reach out. There's so many people out there that really want to help you that maybe don't call you every day, maybe don't, you know, get in your life all the time. But reach out to them because they want to be there. And again,
be kind to each other. You don't know how somebody might be suffering from the accident with Tony Stewart that you don't know about. Just be kind to each other because everyone's suffering and we don't always know why or when.
There you go. Well, with that, I would love to start our show right now. Again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. That's really what I like to do, is just look at the brighter side. There's got to be some learning, some value in everything that we do every single day. So, Tom, you want to talk about all the giveaways?
Got some great prizes here, Kim. Let's start off with Dickie Betts from the greatest Southern rock band of all time, the Allman Brothers. They're going to be at the Canning Club with Dickie Betts and his great Southern band. That's happening on August 22nd. That is a great prize. Kiwanis Club of T.O., Thousand Oaks, third annual Brew Fest on August 28th. We have tickets for the Camrio Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, and that is happening Sunday, August 31st. Loaded up with the 11th Cal State University Channel Islands annual Alumni and Friends Dodger Day. Get out there, have a Dodger dog, September 6th. Ronald Reagan Presidential Library Foundation, Nova's Bagels, Chick-fil-A, and Red Brick Pizza.
And I do want to tell everybody about the
Eagles tribute band at the Ronald Reagan Presidential
Library. That sounds like
a
great night.
I know. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, you want to get your tickets. You want to get going. There's so many things to do. You know, be a part of it. Be a part of everything that's happening out there. Also, let's just start off our phone right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is a number that you're going to call to claim any of your prizes. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of our team members will get back with you and let you know that you are a winner. But again, I want you to know, thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way. Let's give off right now some Noah's Bagels, free dozen bagels, 419-0008. 419-0008. And let's bring our first guest on. Tom, are you there? Tom Hinton.
I am. Hey, good morning, Kim.
How are you?
And your wonderful team.
Thank you. So tell us, what have you been doing?
Well, I've been doing a number of things with regard to 10,000 Days and our Journey of Life Assessment and Leading Life Balance Retreats. You know, it's so interesting that that you led off with the comment about Robin Williams, who just brought so much joy and happiness into everybody's life. And I think your question about what defines happiness is very profound because, you know, anybody who's listened to Robin Williams has laughed over and over. And I don't know if you're a golf fan, but his expose on how golf was invented is absolutely hilarious. And his movies, and yet, you know, he brought so much joy into the lives of people. But, you know, the wellness aspect of his life just wasn't there, unfortunately. And I think it just goes to show that we really have to struggle with balance and make balance work in our life. And it's not just about money or our careers, but it's also about the spiritual balance and the physical wellness and health.
Right. No question. And, you know, I mean, are we brought up? We don't really learn that when we're children, that we have to kind of feed our soul. And, you know, I mean, even if you were, you know, brought up religious, it's not something I almost think we need to kind of start all over and work on. our inner core, as we do, you know, exercising, we need to work on our inner core. Are we checking in with ourselves? Are we feeling fulfilled as a person? Are we feeling fulfilled as a family member? Are we feeling, you know, I mean, what?
We're just going through the motions.
Yeah.
I think there's a difference between doing what makes you feel good.
Are we thriving or are we striving, you know,
yeah.
Are we surviving, you know? I mean, and that's really, it's just that simple.
Well, one of the things that we try to teach in the 10,000 Days Foundation is to live your passion, love who you are, even though we're all imperfect, and what you do, and create a lasting legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you can live your passion, love who you are, and create a lasting legacy, it's a life well remembered.
That sound so simple. I want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I hope that you hear those words, love who you are. We're talking with Tom Hinton. We're talking about 10,000 days. And 10,000 days. How did you come up with 10,000 days? Let's talk about that.
Well, that's a great question. 10,000 days is just a little more than 27 years.
Mm.
And the average human being lives 30,000 days. So that would translate to 82 years of age. And so your first 10,000 days, ages 1 through 27, those are your discovery years. You know, we're born, raised, educated, start a career, maybe fall in love and start a family. And then what happens is you transition from your discovery years to your next 10,000 days, which are your fulfillment years.
Mm.
And that's ages 28 through 54, approximately. And fulfillment years, and this really goes to what you were just talking about, Kim, that our fulfillment years, we're just so ego-driven and so consumed with making money and climbing the corporate ladder and just raising our family and doing all the things that we have to do day in and day out.
Kind of like chores, you know, I mean, you kind of go, I'm almost at my empty nesting right now. My youngest son is 18. And all of a sudden I'm like, it's my turn, you know,
yeah.
But then all of a sudden I realize like, wait a minute, now he's got to get a job. Now he's got, you know, so it's not really my turn yet, but it really, if I could urge people and, you know, all my listeners, one thing, I mean, Jennifer, you still have young.
I do. I have two young boys.
Tom still has young children. Is, you know, those homeworks that you think that, you know, I was kind of type A personality. I worked at the school. I wanted my kids to have good grades. I wanted to make sure they dressed right, that they were, you know, everything was kind of somewhat perfect. And now I look back and go, oh, my God, did I take enough time to really just, you know,
enjoy the times together?
Yeah. And
so important, especially today, so busy.
It is. And so I think all those, you know, things, really look and listen who your children are. I mean, thank God we all came out okay. But, you know, and I think you definitely need boundaries in your life. There's no question. And that's what your children need. But
yeah. And you know, here's the thing. I mean, what you're talking about is, you know, we're just so consumed during our fulfillment years, ages 28 through 54, that what happens is when we get to our third 10,000 days, and this is where the book title really comes from, you enter your legacy years. And you're probably too young to remember, but there was a great old song that Peggy Lee recorded, and it was entitled, Is This All There Is, or Is That All There Is?
Wow.
And what she was really asking speaks to this whole question about, what's my legacy? Is this all there is? I mean, okay, so I got the gold watch. I worked in a company or several companies for the past 25 years. And what do I have to show for it? And other than maybe your kids turning out right, but a lot of people go through the pains of divorce and struggling with their identity and a sense of fulfillment. And, you know, going back to our dear friend Robin Williams, who is just such a great inspiration, you know, he had so much going for him, but internally and from a probably a psychological and wellness perspective, he really struggled with that whole dimension of wellness.
No question. I mean, he had, you know, marriage problems. I mean, right? I think he was
his third wife.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Third. I mean, not to say that, you know, you didn't make good choices or, you know, things to happen, but you're right. And, you know, this is interesting, and it kind of just came to surface, is a lot of comedians, and I know a lot of comedians because of our show. We have them on here, and I see a lot of a lot of comedians are happy and make other people happy on the outside, but are they sad on the inside? And, you know, are they covering stuff? You know, we don't have to be happy all the time. And I know, you know, the emotions that we all deal with, at least for myself, right. I'm going to speak for myself, is, you know, waking up. I mean, that's why I started my show, is to wake up. I do hair. I'm a hair therapist. I saw a lot of men and women coming in, and they didn't feel good about themselves, and they didn't feel happy, and it was hard for them to really start their day. And so I started kind of doing a little motivation, and I was like, ooh, this is working. Let's, you know, do it on a bigger scale. And that, to me, we all struggle. How can we get past that?
Well, here's a great way to begin your day, and I love what you were just talking about.
Thank you.
One of the things that we encourage in the course of 10,000 Days, which is really the program that the 10,000 Days Foundation promotes and encourages people to follow, but one of the core principles is when you wake up every morning, while you're lying in bed wiggling your toes or the toes of someone next to you.
Do we all do that? I love it, yeah.
You know, before you get out of bed, do the Bagot exercise, and that's B-A-G. B is for blessings. What are three blessings you have in your life? Mm. A is for accomplishments. What have you accomplished in the past 24 hours? It doesn't have to be scaling Mount Everest, but, you know, just something that moves you forward towards your goals and your passion in life. And then the G is for goals. What are three goals that you're going to set today that so that when you wake up tomorrow morning, your goals become your accomplishments? So that's the Bagot.
We shouldn't wait to do this until our legacy years. We should start doing this now and not wait until we're looking for something to see what else there is.
Well, we already have. I mean, yeah, you know, Kim, you and I are probably a lot alike in the sense that you mentioned the fact of empty nesters. I have two beautiful daughters. The youngest is now 22nd. Geez, all grown up, just graduated from the University of Oregon.
Congratulations. There you go.
And the older daughter is an officer in the U.S. Navy.
There you go.
And just both great girls. But, you know, the thing is, as parents, And this is true for Jennifer and Tom. I'm not sure if you have little ones.
Yeah,
but
he's got two little ones,
too.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So I missed that. But the point is, you're shaping not only your legacy, but their legacy now. And so parenting is probably the most sacred responsibility that we have as adults, if we do have children. And, you know, it's incumbent upon us to address all the eight elements in the wheel of life, or as we call it, the journey of life assessment, and I'll give those to you. But so that our kids are balanced, and by the way, it reinforces balance in our own life. So, you know, the first I think we've talked about is wellness. A second dimension is career. The third is fun and recreation. You have to have some fun in your life.
Right.
The fourth is romance. The fifth is money. You have to make some money in order to enjoy the good life.
Right.
Relationships is the other, and spirituality. And the last I'm going to end with the last, which is environment. Now, environment's a tough one because, you know, here we live in Southern California. I think you're up in Ventura County, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct, yes.
I'm down in San Diego. So okay. Between us, we really live in God's country.
Oh, my gosh, we
do. Know? And yet there are people who live not only in a physical environment or a geographic environment, but their home environment is wrecked. You know, we all hear the term dysfunctional families, or they've suffered through, you know, some hardship. So we bring our kids into a certain environment, and if it's a toxic, negative environment, I mean, look at what's going on around the world. These poor children, you know, in the Middle East and these other countries over there that are, you know, they know no happiness in their life because bombs are going off and there's war. And we're just so blessed to have a great environment. But there are a lot of people in our own country that haven't had a good environment or upbringing.
No question.
Environment's real important for long-term happiness and legacy.
I agree with that. I mean, you know, and it's interesting, my husband and I were walking this morning, and we live, you know, God, like you just said, it is, I take it in every single day.
You always see lists of why the West Coast is better than the East Coast. We have so much beauty here and so many things to do.
Yeah, but not only that, I mean, you know, you can find beauty in anything.
Absolutely, that's
okay?
True.
And,
yeah,
you know,
that's a great point.
Yeah, you really can find beauty in anything. But the thing that I was looking at is just, you know, how many people don't get out of their houses? How many people don't make an attempt to try to make their life better? Why is that when we all have the same, you know, same opportunity?
Well, I think it comes back. I mean, that's really at the heart of what 10,000 Days is all about. It's you know, have you discovered your passion? Mm. Do you know your higher purpose, and are you living your passion? You know, the fellow who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and Robert, I forget his last name
right now,
but great book.
Yes.
And he had a very interesting statistic. He said 98% of the population either works for somebody else, doesn't work, or is dependent upon somebody else for their livelihood. For example, Social Security might fall into that category. And only 2% are really in control of their destiny in terms of doing owning their own business or managing their own livelihood. And, you know, it's interesting. In your case, Kim, you sort of straddle both, because while you do work, you know, for a great radio station, you're in control of your destiny because you get to do all the fun things that you do day in and day out.
No question. You know what, Tom, I want to see, we're going to take a really quick break and from some of our sponsors here. Will you stay on with us?
Absolutely.
I love what we're doing here. I want to, thank everybody for starting their day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805, all the way to San Diego with Tom Hinton here. And Hinton, what? Did you like that? And anyways, let's give something away. Let's give some tickets to the Canyon Club. And that is Dickie Betts, Great Southern. And that's August 22nd. Give us a call right now. 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We're going to continue this amazing talk.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
On August 31st from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Camarillo Ranch, expect lots of fun, food and drink, ICS sanctioned chili competition, Pleasant Valley Lions Club barbecue, wine and beer, Texas Hold'em poker tournament, classic car display, fun and game zone for the kids, and live performances by Sergeant Pepper, Usual Suspects, and the Ho-Dads. All proceeds benefit Camarillo Hospice, a volunteer hospice and grief counseling center. To purchase tickets, visit www.CamarilloChiliCookoff.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for all the calls. Again, our phone number here, 419-0008. 419-0008. Call us to win prizes or call us to get on our radio show and be a part of it and let us spread the word. So we always want to do that for you. So many great things that are happening out here. And one of the things that let's give away some tickets to the Brew Fest. That is August 28th. And the Kiwanis Club is putting that on. It's the third annual one. And that is a Thursday and it's from 4 to 8. And they're going to have like tons and tons of stuff. That's over at Canoe Creek Park North. So I'd love to give out a set of tickets right now, 419-0008. Doesn't that sound fun?
That sounds like a really fun event. I really want to make sure I get out there for that.
Definitely, definitely. All right. Well, just to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now and that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. We're talking with Tom Hinton, and we're talking about 10,000 days. And it's interesting. So 10,000 days, if you didn't already hear, is pretty much almost 27 years of your life, correct, Tom?
That's correct.
Okay,
right.
And
just
then
a little over.
Okay, and then the next 10,000 days is from 28 to 54, correct?
Right, and we refer to those as your fulfillment years.
Correct, and then from 55, would you say to 82?
Well, hopefully a lot longer, but
okay.
Actuarially speaking, about 82 would be your legacy years.
So, okay.
So the challenge is, you know, how do we create that lasting legacy? And you know, going back to the very beginning of the program, so much of it is about happiness in life and what gives us a sense of fulfillment. And, you know, you said something very profound, or maybe it was Jennifer. She said, you know, it's not the stuff necessarily that makes us happy. It's really taking joy in what we've accomplished, watching our kids grow up and seeing the world and having wonderful memories. And yet a big part of the frustration with so many people and a lot of your listeners probably is happiness at work. And we're going to address that on Tuesday, September 9th. Down here in San Diego, we have the happiness at work expert, Barbara Yeager, Y-A-G-E-R. Barb is kicking off our meetup series, which we do every month as part of the 10,000 Days Foundation. So that's going to be Tuesday evening, September 9th.
Wow.
And Kim, if people want more information, may I give you our website?
Please, please.
Sure. It's 10,000days.org, and you can either use the number or spell out the words, 10,000days.org.
Tom, I wanted to ask you, how did this all originate? Where did this all come from?
Well, a great question.
Thank you.
You know, I'm a professional speaker and author, and I've been a leadership coach. And back in 2004, I met an individual by the name of Ajay Shivani, and he is now a senior executive with the Fortune 100 company. He's originally from India, although educated at Oxford, and then hired by this company, which in the book 10,000 Days, I refer to it as TGC just because I don't have the right to publicize the company's name, but it's a household company. Everybody would know it. And so I call it the global company, or TGC. And he introduced me to this course of 10,000 days. And at the heart of the course is, how do you live your passion, love who you are, and create a lasting legacy? And I was so enthralled with it, I said, oh my gosh, I want to read about it. And he said, well, there's nothing really to read. It was introduced to me by a boyhood friend in Mumbai, India, who's a cardiologist at Breach Candy Hospital there. But I'll teach it to you if you'll discipline yourself and do it. And of course, that was back in 2005. As a result, I wrote the book, 10,000 Days, The Rest of Your Life, The Best of Your Life. And we created the foundation about 10 years ago. And we've been helping people find their higher purpose, live their passion, and create that lasting legacy, and really address so many of the issues that you talk about on your show, Kim.
Yeah, and you know what? Honestly, that is right there with my passion. I mean, when I kind of wonder, okay, you know, you check in with yourself. Why am I doing this? What's my passion? Where did I start from? What was my goal? And it's really so that people can live their highest potential. I mean, to really own and know their own gift, because that's what helps me get through my day.
That's the only way I think you can take good stock of your life and where it's going, is to make sure that you're doing what means a lot to you.
Yeah.
But I have to go back, Tom, right before we took the break, you said that, and I don't know if this, I'm quoting you exactly, but there's only 2% of the population is in control of their own destiny with work and working for themselves and keeping and being in charge of their own happiness per se.
Right.
So unfortunately, a lot of us have to work for other people. We are, you know, going somewhere every single day and taking care of other people at the same time as ourselves. How do we take stock and do the 10,000 days so that we can still make sure we're taking care of ourselves?
Yeah, great question. And let me say, there's nothing wrong with working for somebody else.
Oh, no, of course not.
Yeah, you got to just enjoy that person.
Right.
And enjoy, and but, you know, yeah.
But I've met so many people, and I'm sure you have too, that are so frustrated. You know, the other very startling statistic, and I think it's from UCLA, is the study they did about what percentage of the people are not happy at work? And it's absolutely staggering. It's like 75% either hate their jobs or want to quit.
Isn't that amazing? I have to tell you, I am so blessed. Again, I'm a hair therapist. Early on, I learned to do hair. My mom's a hairstylist, and both my daughters are. And I learned to do hair, and I was like, oh my God, I'm making people happy. And then, you know, I had this opportunity with the radio show, and I'm like, I'm making people happy. How can I have two amazing? But happiness and passion comes from within.
Absolutely.
And that is a gift that I've been given, and now I want to share it with everybody. And I love when I have, you know, connect with you, Tom, and all my listeners. To me, this is like such a gift to be able to share everything that you've learned on my show with my listeners and to have them feel inspired by all the things that we're sharing.
And it's important to share, because I don't think everyone finds happiness from within as easily as other people do.
Well, let's address that for a quick second. You know, in the course of 10,000 days, we have a concept, or there's a principle called the triangle of being. And the triangle of being is basically a triangle, and it represents the three legs of what makes us tick. And that's our ego, our emotions, which are very much controlled by our ego. And then the third leg is our inner spirit. Now, you could refer to it as soul or some other terminology, but the Course refers to it as the inner spirit. And throughout our lives, certainly for the first 50 years or so, the whole emphasis of everything that we learn and that we practice from a consumer perspective is about ego gratification. You know, I need the new purse. I need the new shoes. I don't need a new purse, but
right.
Yeah, needing one.
I was getting scary
things.
There. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, but no, I get it. You know, it's
interesting. We neglect the ego. Forgive me. We neglect our inner spirit, and it isn't until we reach that delicate point in our life, usually our late 40s, early 50s, where we go through this life change crisis. What's the term? We go through a life crisis where we go, oh my God, you know, I'm not happy. I'm not fulfilled. Why?
Well, you
know,
because
your ego has so dominated you and your inner spirit is suppressed.
Very interesting. You know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you have made this choice to be here with us today. We're talking with Tom Hinton, and we're talking about 10,000 days. And, you know, it is interesting. You know, you hear, you know, the middle life crisis, okay? You hear, you know, maybe where things happen in your life and all of a sudden, you know, you have everything going for you and not the extreme like Robin Williams, but all of a sudden you just walk out on your life. You know, what is that about? How can you make that choice to say, I need to take inventory, let me make sure, because the grass usually isn't really greener on the other side.
Maybe
really?
We shouldn't call it a crisis. Maybe it's, okay, I'm in my 40s. I'm sort of on my path. I know where I'm going. It's time to take stock of what I'm doing. And maybe I have a 9-to-5 job that doesn't fulfill every dream I have. But there's a few hours somewhere in the week where I could do something that does get my heart racing and gives me those butterflies in my stomach. So maybe rather than midlife crisis, we should call it like midlife recheck or something. I don't know. That would be important to keep your spirit going.
Well, you know, Jennifer, that's exactly what the Life Balance Retreats are all about. And the 10,000 Days Foundation will start those up again in January. And I think they're going to be at the Park Hyatt Aviara there in Carlsbad, which is a beautiful property.
Oh, that's a beautiful property out there.
And, you know, here's people will come in on a Thursday night, leave on a Sunday, and they will have a fabulous, very positive, introspective process and experience where you deal with that very question of who am I, where am I going in my life, and how will I get there?
Mm.
You know, and by the way, again, if people want information, it's at 10,000days.org, so they'll be able to go on the website and get that. But, you know, you said something interesting about midlife crisis. Nobody has an early life crisis or an end of life crisis. It's always a midlife crisis. And why is that?
Why is that? Is that because we've already set it up in our minds to say that this is the time? It's allowed. It's okay. Wrong. You know. I mean, it just seems like to me it's a responsibility for the family to have a little bit more respect than, you know. I mean, I know things get wacky and all of a sudden maybe you don't realize where life is going. But I don't know. There just needs to be something else because, I mean, I know a lot of my friends. I see what's going on in our lives, and that's a big thing that we need to keep watching.
Well, it's sort of like, you know, you're driving down the freeway and you realize, oh, my gosh, I missed my exit.
Yeah.
I should have turned way back there. And that's what midlife crisis is all about. And yet what happens is because we are so ego-driven, we have a tendency to blame our wife or our kids or the parents or somebody else rather than take a look internally and say, hey, you know, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. I'm in charge of my
absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely. You know, we're all in charge of our own happiness.
Tom, I've never heard anybody else say that, but one of my best friend's fathers, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. I have told
that's
my children quote. That all of their life. And that, if it's meant to be, it's up to me, also is, you know, live with integrity. When no one else is looking, do the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I should probably pay attribution. I think it was either Brian Tracy or Dr. Ken Blanchard where I first heard that. But
right. But
it's still a very powerful statement. And that's what it's all about. You know, if things aren't going according to your plan, you can change it.
Yes.
You don't have to. You know, if you're stuck in a terrible job where your boss is abusive or the company doesn't grow your talents and respect you, you can quit. Now,
right.
You may say, well, I can't quit because I need the money. Guess what? You know, if you're good, there's always going to be another opportunity for you. And the other thing is, have you really taken stock of your talents and your gifts? And are you applying that? I've met more people who have quit and started their own little business. And yeah, it took them a couple of years to grow it and get back to where they were financially a few years ago, but they're doing pretty good now.
Wow.
And I just want to encourage people, if you're unhappy being in that 98% of the population that is either you feel your life is controlled by somebody else, or your paycheck is controlled by somebody else, you do have a choice. So exercise it.
I love it. I love it. Tom, gosh, I'm so glad that, you know, where do we find your books?
Amazon.com, 10,000 Days, The Rest of Your Life, The Best of Your Life. And we do have an ebook version as well for those that like
You know
Kendall.
What? For some reason, I think I gave your book away when I was on my show last time. We had so many callers. Could you send me a few books?
I will.
Send
In
this
fact,
one
because... I'll send one to Kim, not only you, but Jennifer and Tom.
Oh,
perfect.
Awesome.
Because I want to
awesome.
Do this before I get too wet. Too far well into my 40s.
There you go. Yeah, but you know what? And I would love to have you back. I would love to talk, you know, there's so many things that we could talk about, and I would love to hear more. Just so interesting. 10,000 Days, again, Tom Hinton. And, God, make every day your best day.
Hey, thanks so much. Great being with you.
Thank you so
thanks,
much,
Tom.
Tom. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. Let's see, what should we do? Let's give away some tickets to the Camarillo Chili Cook-Off. That is a project of Camarillo Hospice, and that is Sunday, August 31st. That's from 11 to 4 at the Camarillo Ranch, and it's a chili cook-off. We've got barbecue, wine, beer, card display, Texas Hold'em, tons of stuff. And $10 is a ticket. It's a great cause. And so go to their website, CamarilloChiliCookoff.com. Again, we'll be right back. Our phone number here, 419-0008.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Join Camarillo Hospice at the 6th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival on August 31st from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Camarillo Ranch. Expect lots of fun, food and drink, ICS-sanctioned chili competition, Pleasant Valley Lions Club barbecue, wine and beer, Texas Hold'em poker tournament, classic car display, fun and game zone for the kids, and live performances by Sgt. Pepper, Usual Suspects, and the Ho-Dads. All proceeds benefit Camarillo Hospice, a volunteer hospice and grief counseling center. To purchase tickets, visit www.CamarilloChiliCookoff.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And Jennifer's here with me, Tom Spence is here with me, and of course I'm Kim. And I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here on AM 1590 KVTA. And I do want to remind you, if any part of this show that you miss and you want to listen to it, you can either download it on iTunes or you can go to Kim Pagano Show. Show.com. Also, like us on Facebook. And if you're interested in getting a newsletter so you know what's going on throughout the 805 and different tickets to be able to win on that, Give us a call so you can get on the newsletter. Lots of my winners and listeners have been calling 419-0008, 419-0008. Just say you want to get on our newsletter. Let's give away a couple passes to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Library admission tickets right now. 419-0008. Our next guest, Jenny Dumont, and A Place for Grace. Jenny, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Kim. I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're working on.
Of course. I live in Saginaw, Michigan, and I have a daughter who is my inspiration for A Place for Grace. I've got also a 21-year-old son. Actually, he'll be 21 on Saturday. But A Place for Grace is a new initiative that I've taken the reins of, and it's a child care center specifically designed for special needs children. And I did it, of course, my daughter is Emma Grace, so it's named after her. She's cognitively impaired and also lives with epilepsy. Yeah, but, you know, it's a day-by-day thing, and we celebrate the good days as much as we can.
I love it.
So, that's what I'm up to these days.
And so how old is your daughter?
My daughter is 9. She'll be 10 in September.
Okay. And so what do you do at the Place for Grace?
Well, what we do is we have certified teachers on staff that are endorsed with special needs. So they can care for children that are cognitively impaired, emotionally impaired, range on the autistic spectrum disorder, or are developmentally delayed or have speech and language impairments. So our support staff is specifically trained to serve and honor children with special needs so that they have a place to go to and get to be themselves as opposed to having to conform to a traditional daycare setting.
So is this, Jenny, for children who are not school age yet?
It's actually for both. So Our license is for 3- and 4-year-old pre-kindergarten children, and then school-aged in Michigan is considered anyone from the age of 5 to 16. So we actually are able to serve all those ages from 3 to 16.
Oh, okay. I never thought about that. Children with special needs, the care that they would need prior to starting kindergarten, it's not possible to send them to the typical daycare center if they have special needs because you want to make sure they get the care and safety that they need.
Well, and, you know, traditional daycares have to be very careful about the discrimination laws, and they are not allowed to turn away anybody.
Right.
However, they are able to follow the ADA rules, the American Disability Act rules, that if they have to fundamentally change any part of their program that would be cost prohibitive, then they can turn somebody away. So they are very careful about that. And my daughter has attended daycare for years. It's just been a real struggle. And so that's why I started A Place for Grace.
Place for Grace. And now, so did you get funding for that? I mean, you know, it's interesting. I lost a baby. She lived to be 11 months old. She was born with hydrocephalus. So my heart goes out to you. And I stand behind a lot of organizations that are close to us out here. But, there is something to be said. You know, you walk into stores and, you know, people kind of look at you and they don't understand what you're going through. And I get all that, you know. I have 4 kids. There's normal stuff that happens. But then out of that box is other things that we go through. And
right.
And so there's so many resources out there. But it starts with someone like you, Jenny, that really thinks out of the box and says, I need to figure out another way and to make a difference. So I thank you for what you've done.
Well, thank you. And it has been an effort for the last year and a half. And I have the wholehearted belief that there's a reason that everybody does what they do. And I have been able to find my purpose, that I want to help my daughter live her happily ever after. And I want that for myself, but more importantly, I want that for Emma. And this was my way of being able to make that happen, because you can't fix a special needs child. All you can do is love and support them of where they are at and help them be the best that they can possibly be.
No question. And you know what? If we really look at that in our life, You know, I mean, you know, with our own children that don't have special needs. I mean, I always think we all have special needs. We all, you know what I mean? What makes us all perfect? Nobody is perfect, that we're all children of, you know.
We're all unique. That's what makes us special. So yeah. You're right. We do. Yeah. We need something different. Every person.
I was just watching something that there was a Down syndrome boy, and they opened up a restaurant for him. And oh my God, everybody that walked in there, he always wanted to open up a restaurant. So that everybody that walks in there, he hugs, he's so happy. Mm-hmm. Do you know who I'm talking about, or did you see it?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh my God, why not have everybody?
Why not?
Yeah, why not? And I love it. And that's what, I mean, that's the message that I'm hearing from you, Jenny, is whatever her special day is, let's mm-hmm. make it special.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I know you have a chapter in Kim Smith's book, correct?
And, Kim Woodrow Smith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the book is called Bold is Beautiful, and it's a collection of 28 bold and beautiful women who have really taken the idea of adversity and made it into something really powerful and have shined their bold and beautiful self through it. And my chapter title was called My Ongoing Butterfly Effect. So if you can remember back to that movie called The Butterfly Effect, and it is part of the chaos theory. So the theory is that the small flight of a butterfly wings in South Africa can actually change the weather pattern in the United States, because every little thing that you do, every change you make in your life can impact where things are supposed to be going. So my ongoing butterfly effect started when I was very young, and my mother married a man who was our stepfather, who was very physically abusive. And my younger brother, unfortunately, got the brunt of it. And I stood up for him and stood in front of my stepfather and my brother and protected him. And to the point where I sometimes even had to protect ourselves with a knife. And so today, you know, the typical pattern of a child that's abused usually becomes the abuser. Statistics show that children of abusive families become abusers. Well, my brother did not become an abuser, and he's an amazing man with a beautiful family and loves his wife and adores his children. And so I think because I was the one that stepped in and made that difference in his life, that he didn't follow that normal pattern. And so everything that I've done in my life has altered the things of where they're supposed to be going, and I see as a place for grace is that as well. Mm. So I've taken the initiative and created this my own butterfly effect that continues to go, and I've taken the initiative to open doors up for my daughter, which will obviously help other special needs families. So,
and sometimes we don't know what we are doing that could possibly be our butterfly effect later in life.
No question. Right. I mean, I'm telling you, it's interesting. I'm a hair therapist. When I do hair, I could look in your eyes. I can see that what I'm doing is making a difference. On the radio, at first I was like, really happening for me. I can't really see who I'm touching until I started getting emails and letters from people saying, you helped me through the hardest time of my life, a divorce. You inspired me to, oh my God, I'm telling you. And I just want to say thank you to my listeners. That was my message. My husband had been like, wow, you are making a difference, you know, and that's what it's all about. You know, I got an email today, and it's about women moving forward against all odds, you know, mm-hmm. and that just kind of reminded me of really where you're at, Jenny, with your daughter and a place for grace. And, you know, it's kind of, I learned early on, and I probably the same thing that I always share with my listeners about you too, is to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and to keep going on. And I thank you so much for sharing your story. I thank you for what you're doing to make a difference in your daughter's life, but at the same time in others. And I encourage all of us to find our gift. That's what this is all about every day, is to learn from what's going on in our life and to be able to enrich our journey.
Absolutely. Very important. And I'd like to just say that our tagline for A Place for Grace is every child deserves a little grace. And I think that every woman, every family deserves it as well. So that's something to live by.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, it's interesting. There's so many things. Obviously, Jenny, what you've gone through, me losing a baby. You know, I mean, every day somebody has a challenge. Don't ever think it's the end. It's not the end until, you know, like what happened with Robin Williams. That's the end. But while we're here, we can still continue on this fight and make a journey.
Somebody just said to me the other day, and I thought it was so interesting. If you hear somebody pay someone a compliment when they're not there, make sure you repeat it to them, because otherwise it's a wasted compliment. Ooh. And I never thought about that.
I love it. Jenny, thank you so much. We're at the end of our show. I appreciate you coming on and sharing, and I'd love to get an email and pictures, so send it to me.
I will do that. Thank you so much.
All right. I want to end our show. One, I want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here, 2 to 3. But let us end our show with a moment of happiness. If you have to choose between being kind and being right, choose being kind and you will always be right. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Again, I do want to tell us a little 2 seconds of our 2 o'clock show right here. Is we're going to talk about dreams, unlock your dreams. We're going to also talk about the industry. And we've got a coach coming on about spirit, mind, and body. Stay with us right here at 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Have a really great day.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.